In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Who crucified Jesus? Well, the Romans crucified Jesus, but they were prodded and directed and manipulated into doing it by the Jewish authorities, and the Jewish authorities were supported by the crowds, the same ones who welcomed Jesus into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday with the cries of Hosanna. But you crucified Jesus, and so did I, because we need to remember, why was Jesus crucified? He was crucified for your sins and for mine, to pay our debt. How does that make you feel? Pretty bad, I hope, because he has several saints have pointed out, every time we sin, we drive another nail into Christ. Just imagine how, on the day of Pentecost, the people assembled felt when Peter made it quite clear to them, "Let the whole house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." The crowd felt horrible. When they heard this, they were cut to the heart. What are we to do? Are we to just sit here and feel awful? Are we to do a Judas Iscariot and go off and hang ourselves in despair? No. Why did Jesus die on the cross? So that our sins could be forgiven. Even the sins of those who crucified him. Now, of course, they have to accept that forgiveness, and we don't know how many of the Sanhedrin, how many of the crucifixion party may or may not have accepted that forgiveness, but it doesn't matter. Well, it matters to them, and it does matter to us, because we care about our brothers and sisters, even those who lived 2,000 years ago, but that's God's business. What am I to do? What are you to do? Repent. Turn away from that sin and from all the others, and be baptized. Let God's forgiveness come into your life by being begotten from above by water and the Holy Spirit. And when we do this, God gives us his own life. He gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit. And it is through this that we are able to save ourselves from this corrupt generation, or rather, it would be better to say, we cooperate with God saving us from this corrupt generation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.